You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. On this program, between the tariffs and the manufacturing economy, we talk a lot about steel. It is less common for us to talk about steel and also pizza. But this next piece is about both of those things and the spirit of innovation. Here's Andres Legsden with more.
Well, I've been working in the family business for the last 15 to 20 years. My dad developed this product called a flip pad. And what that is, an attachment for backhoes. Our customer base would be including Caterpillar, John Deere, Volvo Construction. And so I remember in the summers in college, even on weekends as a teenager, working there. The smell of steel being cut and welded together and formed. And then I went off my own ways, studied culinary arts and restaurants, and never, to be honest, never really thought I'd be back in that business. And one night in 2011, February 12th, I know the day, I was reading the Wall Street Journal after work. I'm reading about the launch of this new cookbook being written by Nathan Myhrvold, who's a former Microsoft exec. Basically, it's a deep investigation into the math and the physics and the science of cooking. The third question was how to create a Neapolitan-style pizza at home. And my eyeballs really lit up. Nathan's answer was to literally Google your local steel shop and cut out some steel for a shelf. It was like somebody took a baseball bat and hit me over the head. There was a genuine, like, aha moment. So I ran out to my plant and I grabbed a piece of steel. You know, picture this piece of steel that was rusted up. In any case, I made some dough and for the first time, I had like an extra crispy crust in my home oven made on steel. My brother and father, you know, originally liked the idea, but like, how difficult would it be for Stoughton Steel, who makes backhoe parts for Caterpillar, to come out with a kitchen product? So I shelved it, to be honest, for a full year. Just one day I woke up, you can cue the Rocky music, but I just kind of went for it. I started doing a lot of research and development. I'm going to give it a try because we've all had ideas. It's that execution on ideas that is so difficult because we're afraid or for whatever reasons. 6 months later, we launched and we literally sold 500 units in 30 days. So what I thought was going to be a side hustle, we had to now figure out, you know, my brother and I, how do we make these?
That was Andres Legsden, founder of the Baking Steel Company. He wrote a book called Baking with Steel. And we've got a couple of his pizza recipes at our website. That's marketplace.org.